Once again, to media members who have joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. A nice bye weekend for the Dukes. How did you spend your Saturday?
Well, it was a really good time of the year for the bye, and you know, it's great to be able to give our staff Saturday off, and so I got to see both my boys play soccer Saturday morning, and just have kind of a family catch-up day on Saturday.
You talk about the break for the coaches. That's where I was going to ask you next. Is the mental break from the game at this point in the season almost as big as the physical break for the players?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, you know, because, you know, the players, you know, we had a certain practice schedule last week. But, you know, the days that we didn't practice, you know, the coaches were out recruiting, you know, all over the East Coast. And so, you know, Saturday really was good for them just to see families and just to take a breath before we jump right back into what's going to be, you know, a pretty wild finish here in our league.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Leah.
The first question comes from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Let's talk about the bye week. Were there specific areas you wanted to focus on, maybe situations or particular situations, particular areas of either offense, defense, special teams, or all that you really wanted to spend a lengthy amount of time to address that you don't normally get during a regular week?
Yeah, and, you know, certainly we had a few things in the last couple of games, you know, where I thought we had some situations we really need to sharpen up on, so we were able to, you know, really address those. And really, we had some in all three phases. And, you know, certainly the finish at New Hampshire gave us a couple that were fresh in our mind, but I thought we had a good week, and I thought we achieved what we needed to last week, which is a combination of improving on those, you know, special situations and, you know, getting a jump start on Rhode Island. And at the same time, you know, allowing our kids to, you know, kind of get their legs back up underneath them.
And if you don't mind, talk about this self-evaluation, what you and the staff were able to do, looking back at things that you might have, you know, things you wanted to do internally, and did you see some things that you might be able to correct from maybe a game operational standpoint?
Well, I think it's always a good time to kind of self-scout yourself and take a look at, you know, how people are attacking you and how people are defending you. So, you know, we were able to do that. We were able to take, you know, certainly the New Hampshire game, but even a couple before that, and just take a good look at those again, just, you know, where some breakdowns were and how we can do a few things better. So, yeah, I think really the bye for us this year probably came at about the right time in the schedule.
Great, Coach. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question comes from the line of Greg Madia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering, with the way the league race is kind of shaping up, I guess five teams within the top of the league, within a game of the top of the league, how much easier does it make that for you to be able to stress the kind of the importance of each week to your team? I know your team's done a good job of focusing in game to game, but does it make it easier with the way things are kind of going in the league right now?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, with all the older players, they understand what the CAA is. And even though this was my first year in the league, they've been in the league for several years, and they know that, you know, each week is its own challenge and that really anybody can beat anybody in this league. So, you know, our focus is purely on one week at a time and just, you know, each game for us is the biggest game of the year because it's the only one we control, and we really just try to keep our focus dialed into that one game and, you know, preparing for it to play as best we can each Saturday.
With Rhode Island this week, I guess what stood out about their game up at Maine, just because they obviously played a real competitive game with Maine this past weekend. What did you see from them when you watched that game?
You know, the thing you see from them is, and you look at the last 2 weeks, they played two of the top teams in our leagues the last 2 weeks and either had the lead or were tied in the fourth quarter – with a chance to win it. You know, with Maine had a chance to win it on the last offensive play of the game. So, you know, they're a talented team. They have some, you know, really outstanding wide receivers. I think their quarterback, who is young, played very well Saturday against Maine. They've got an all CAA tailback. You know, defensively, they're very athletic. So, you know, I think it's exactly what I talked about just a second ago. You know, they're a very dangerous team. And in this league, you know, every team, you've got to be ready to play your very best, or you could, you know, end up taking a loss.
And then just as far as you guys go health-wise with the bye week, were you able to get Klusterman healthy? Were you able to get Holloway healthy?
Yeah, I think we made some strides with the health of our team, and we should have some guys returning this week, and we'll see exactly who all's going to be available come this Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, defensive improvement was your priority going into this season. After having a week now to sort of look at yourself, how are you doing in that area?
Well, I mean, I think we've made a lot of strides. You know, obviously we had a few breakdowns there at the end of the New Hampshire game, but there were a lot of factors that piled into that. But I think we've come a long way since I first got here. You know, we're not where we want to be yet, but we're much better than we were at the beginning. So, you know, just like you know, each of the past several places I've been at, it's a process when you're building a program and building a culture, and certainly I think the kids are doing a great job of you know, working hard in that process, and we'll see this Saturday just how much improvement we've made since the last time we stepped on the field.
If I could follow up by asking about Coach Bob Trott, why was he attractive to run that group, and what have you seen from him?
Well, I've been stealing stuff for Bob Trott for over a decade, so you know, it goes all the way back to when he was with the Browns, and I was a coordinator at Lenoir Ryan University, and you know, I'd call him in the mornings and quiz him about stuff I was seeing, and you know, then we've exchanged stuff at a couple of his other various stops, and you know, we've just visited a lot with each other over the years, and so certainly when I had the opportunity to hire someone that that I have so much respect for the way he goes about things, and someone that shares my same philosophy, you know, for me it was, you know, a no-brainer, and also a huge hire for JMU. But you know, I think he is exactly what you would expect him to be. He's a workaholic. You know, you're not going to have another coach that's going to put more time in. He's going to be very organized, very thorough with his breakdown of the opponents. You know, he does a great job of teaching the kids and really helping them to understand why people do things and just get them to where they, you know, they become better true football players and know the game better. So he's been fantastic, and you know, I know his expectations and my expectations are pretty high with, you know, what we expect to see on the field, and we hope to reach those expectations at some point.
Would I be safe in assuming that your North Carolina roots were the first thing to catch you guys together?
Well, the roots from Fred Goldsmith is what got us together. Coach Trott was the coordinator for Coach Goldsmith at Duke University, and then they worked together at Arkansas and Air Force. And then Coach Goldsmith is who I worked for at Lenoir Ryan, and I've known Coach Goldsmith for probably 15 years, and so the connection there is what got us together.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Mike, before I let you go, you talked about getting to do a little self-scouting, and you've talked about the defense, but just in general, are there any areas that to this point, as you look back at your team, that have surprised you to this point, and are there any areas that maybe have been better than you thought, or some areas that haven't been as good as maybe you thought?
Well, I think the biggest thing that's been the most pleasant surprise is just the way the kids have bought into a new coaching staff, and one that for some of them is their third head coach in their career, and just really their commitment to each other and to the unity of our team. You know, it's we have some talented players, but you know, they all are committed to one thing, and that's helping JMU win on Saturday. So I think that's been, you know, by far the biggest surprise. But you know, obviously we're very pleased with the evolution of our offense and what we've done there. I think defensively we are improving each week, and I think that we're seeing us become closer to what we want to be. And I think special teams-wise, we've done some very positive things there in both the cover game and the return game. So, you know, as far as where we are at this point in the season, I would say I'm pleased with the first half, but certainly we have an extremely challenging second half coming up, starting with Rhode Island this Saturday, so we're going to have to continue to improve.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
All right, you too.